Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks so much for listening on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. What's up, YouTube folks? Hope to see you over at Chickie's tomorrow for Birds at the Bye. We will be there. The morning show will be there. Midday show, also ESPN from 6 to 8 as Elliot welcomes Ray Dittinger
finally.
To ESPN. Finally.
The Ray stooping down to his level.
Yeah, to Elliot's level.
Unbelievable.
He must be disgusted. They must be paying Ray Diddy 10 times.
He's going to go back into full retirement.
Yes, after dealing with Elliot for 2 hours. Yeah. Elliot should lay the gambling take on him. You know what? We should call up as a different person and just hit Ray Diddy with all the Elliot takes.
Yeah. So if you call ESPN tomorrow and Ray's on, as listeners, Fox Holman of the afternoon show, you got to say, Elliot, remember when he said this?
Yes.
And make him explain it to Ray and see how Ray handles it.
I would say Reggie White not on the Mount Rushmore of Eagles.
Don't do that to Ray. I got of all the ones.
Schmitty not on the Phillies.
That might be worse.
Yep.
That might be worse. College athletes should be able to stay in college as long as they so please.
Oh, my God.
Professional athletes and coaches should be able to bet on themselves or against themselves. Yeah. Just
it's a lot there.
Yeah. Ray will throw his headphones down and walk out of Chickie's. The Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Yes, before the show, Ike saying that the show doesn't start until he talks was not the only thing that has happened to Ike Reese today. But what I have for you are the 5 toughest things that have happened to Ike.
So was the exchange, Ike show's about to start, and the response is, show doesn't start until I talk?
Yeah, something like that. All good.
Names first. I get it.
Yeah. We're all having a good time.
He's been holding his grudge all day.
No grudges. Just looking for
content. With the baseball stuff. He's been holding a grudge all day.
Yeah, look at the trash. Oh, there's the other top 5 Jack was going to do until I hit him with the baseball stuff.
So I'll be honest. I didn't have one until I saw something that happened earlier.
All right.
The 5 toughest things that have happened to Ike in the last week. Number 5 is the budding Spike and Yoshi boo thing.
Yeah.
Ike
doesn't like that.
That's a tough one. And it's even tough for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's like boo. Come on.
You tell me that doesn't make you feel uncomfortable?
Like, let's relax a little bit. It's kind of like the reporters and Howie, a little slap and tickle they got going on right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. We might have to have an inner show meeting about the boo thing.
Well, the truth is that I don't know if Yoshi's really along for the ride on the Sixers. If it gets rocky, I don't think he'll be my boo on that one.
He's definitely bailing on you.
Yeah.
I'm definitely bailing on you.
Yeah, I don't know how much I trust. I love Yoshi. I don't know how much I trust that he'll be there if, you know.
He's a little flip-floppy.
Through rough times.
Yeah, he jumps off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Hey, with Jalen. He can't make up his mind with Jalen.
Yoshi?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because one day he's like, I kind of see Jack and Spike's point. And the other days he's like, listen, this guy's a winner. Super Bowl MVP.
He just rides a wave.
Yeah, that's fine. He's a vibes guy.
Yep.
The 4th toughest thing that's happened to Ike in the last week, because I believe that FanDuel has him in a corner.
Man.
I haven't gotten any bet slips of wins and what feels like a long time.
Oh, really?
You know? And I had a mini hot streak, you know.
Yep, I was happy for you.
A mini one.
Yep. And so one day?
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, okay. It was like one day.
Haven't won one since.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
But I feel like Ike, I mean, he's battling. He's mucking and grinding in the corner.
Man, I am struggling. I will admit that. That is for certain. Mm. That is for certain. I haven't even got the little, little small wins you get, and you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'm back on track. You know, a little $80 win, $120 win. I haven't even hit those yet.
No. You know what? Bet Josh Giddey to have a triple-double tonight.
Okay.
For the Bulls.
Yeah, probably will.
Well, they're
calling him the alien.
The Sixers do not guard anyone. They play in transition constantly. And a guy like him, he's averaging 19, 9, and 7 or something. Triple-double.
Okay. Triple-double?
I wonder what the odds are on it. But Josh Giddey is a triple-double tonight. Would permit, if you can get...
Smells like plus 550.
But then I would say yes.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
We'll explore.
I will explore. Yeah, he's with me.
Of course. You kidding me? The third toughest thing that's happened to Ike in the last week is the birth of two new drops. This was yesterday.
These kickers take the ball home with them and massage them.
Yeah, for the week.
Yep.
And nothing like massaging your balls all week. And nothing like massaging your balls all week.
That is a rough one. That is a rough one.
It was a throwaway. It was almost like when Conklin does the, or sorry, when Tornado does the, come on. And then he also had this one, which I didn't expect either, but a little earlier today. Way he's not more. Expanding that palate.
No.
That palate's very
I'm
refined.
Eat before I come.
You're exactly there, right.
Yep. Yo, man.
Fine. Eat before I come. Come on, man.
Yo, that is,
crossing a line.
What the hell was that all about?
That is out of pocket.
I don't even know what that's about. That was out of line. What was I talking about? What were we talking about?
We're talking about Scrapple.
Oh, yeah. Scrapple.
And I got the other food things. And
things. Yeah. That one's rough.
No, that one's actually not going to be out of the drop board. That
it's too much.
It's way too much. It's strictly for... laughs one time.
Oh, that was not eating at other people's house.
Yes.
That's what that was. Yeah. Okay. Right. I was trying to figure out what the hell that comes from.
Well, you're a very picky eater.
Yes.
I see Giddey at plus 458.
Yeah, sounds right. Plus 550. Yeah. Smelled it.
Yep.
Anyway, the second toughest thing that has happened to Ike in the last week is saying the line, "We don't play in bands." Which turned into
a day long
of yes we do.
I wasn't even serious when I said it, but I did.
And you had been in such a good place. I feel like you had rebuilt your relationship with the delegation. You were sitting comfortably. Then all of a sudden, lot of side eyes.
Yeah, I got a lot of text messages about that one yesterday. Yeah. A lot of people were offended that I didn't recognize bands from the delegation.
Yeah. What a moment.
A good one.
Ike Reese in the corner. But the number one toughest thing that's happened to Ike in the last week is I walk out to go to lunch, and what do I see? But Ike's lunch just spilled everywhere, and him cleaning it up. I came out late. I didn't see it. The first thing Ike said to me is, "Don't say anything."
Yeah.
So at that moment, we started thinking of the top five.
Yep.
So Ike, you spilled your lunch everywhere today.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to take it out of the microwave.
It was tough, man.
I don't know.
I felt for you.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen, I was looking forward to those pork chops. Listen, that was pork chops with red beans and rice and cornbread.
All over the floor.
That's a good item.
Man. Didn't even get a spoon of it.
Yeah, it was...
I mean, literally, dropped it.
The look of Ike, when I look over, I felt it in my heart, and I just gave up. Oh, man, I'm sorry. And the look of Ike with the food on the floor, not doing anything about it, was like a child who had spilled something and was about to cry. Like you're just waiting for the kid to go,
that's it. I wanted to.
Yeah, and then Ava, and I knew she meant well, but I knew she was about to get in the middle of something she shouldn't. She was going to come over and help or something, and you're like, Ava, stay away from it.
Yeah, stay over there. I don't need any help cleaning up. I don't need anything. Let me get through this process alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was hungry, too, by the way.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Not a breakfast eater?
Nope.
Had been thinking about those leftovers, man. Had been thinking about it, man.
Especially when there's cornbread in there, too. Cornbread's so good.
Red beans and rice, man.
Now, you did get bailed out by the sales staff today.
I did.
Yeah.
Pizza. Thank you to the Odyssey sales staff.
Yes.
They gave you some pizza.
Yes. So I was able to still have lunch, and you guys didn't have to deal with a hangry co-host all day today.
Right.
Yeah.
It would not have been a top five related Ike had you not eaten lunch.
Food. Now, listen. Spike was the only one there to witness this, like right in the moment.
Yep.
Yeah. I looked up and he got a smile on his face. He didn't want to smile. He didn't want to, but he was like, I can't help it.
Smile a little, but I did feel
it
for you.
It helped me though. It helped me though. Yep. It helped me though, because I was grieving right then and there, man. I was grieving.
Oh, poor lunch.
Only about a 5-10 second span here. Yeah, I was not in a good place.
No, that was a bummer.
And the last thing I wanted was for Ava to help me clean up.
Right. Well, yeah.
That was the last thing I wanted. I'm like, nope. Stay over there.
I think I know the answer to this. What? But was there a moment where you thought to yourself, I could eat it?
Well, listen, he barely... If food is out from a buffet or whatever, they have a food drop-off, and he doesn't know about it, he's not even eating that.
Yeah. All right, okay.
But I wasn't going to eat it, but there was a moment immediately where I was like, is that salvageable?
Yeah. Like, if everybody else wasn't here, maybe the pork chops landed on top of the red beans and rice, and they didn't even hit the floor.
That was the only initial thought I had right there, and then I realized they were on the floor, too. I was like, they didn't even land correctly.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough scene.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door & Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door & Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. The Twitter question I didn't mention earlier, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. It's Mark's Jewelers, minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Tom Brady cloned his dog. Is this cool or weird?
I'm assuming everybody thinks it's weird.
87%.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't see anybody thinks it's cool.
Yeah, I don't think he just maybe I know I'm biased as animal rescue guy. I get it. I don't think he understands how many people are going to side-eye him for this. This is weird, creepy, supervillain stuff. Cloning, everybody knows that you can clone, you know, everybody assumes that the technology exists out there. Nobody
wants that. Yeah.
Cloning something close to you, a dog or a family member. Nobody wants any of that.
Yeah, I agree.
So when you're like, oh, here's a great thing for people and their pets, you know, people have their pets die and then they go and they get another pet, like normal people, instead of cloning their pet like a psychopath. And this makes him look like a total weirdo.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure there's a market for it, but most people,
what else did he do? He did something. Is it something with aging?
Well, yeah,
he's doing or something.
He's got a whole brand. He's vegan too, I think.
Right? Yeah.
He's got a whole anti-aging. Brand.
That's what I was talking
supplements,
about. Supplements. Anti-aging.
That
sort
of stuff.
It's still not as bad as remember when Ted Williams froze his head.
Did that really happen?
I don't know.
I didn't ever know if that
Ted
was a
Williams
real
froze
thing.
Whose head?
His own head. When after, yeah.
How did Ted Williams freeze his own head?
Well, he got someone to freeze his head. Could you look up whether it actually happened? I didn't know if it was
an old wives' tale. Did Wade Box really drink 100 beers on a cross-country flight?
That I don't know either. But I don't know if Ted Williams really froze
his head. That was a pretty memorable story.
That was a story that was there, though, yes.
Ted Williams frozen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Bill from Newcastle has been...
You guys got me crying. I'm laughing.
Sorry, man. So, Bill, I never got your next question. So next question today is based on Johnny Airport welcoming all of the people who get traded here. And we asked for something that is uniquely Philly. And the winner gets the Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers. Do you have something that's uniquely Philly?
I would have to say the Mummers Parade.
Oh, that is a big answer.
That's definitely
the big answer. Yeah, that is Philly. They don't have that anywhere else. Thank you for the call, Bill. Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
that is
Philly. Yeah. By the way, yes, the head of Ted Williams is cryogenetically frozen.
Still.
I don't know when they're going to unfreeze it.
Was he freezing his head so they could reanimate it at some point when you're able to do that? Like, was he sick? Did he have cancer or something?
I don't know how he died.
Yeah. Well, probably because they chopped his head off.
Yeah, that probably gave it away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's popping? Happy Tuesday?
What's up?
What up, Yoshi?
What's up, Yoshi?
Yeah, what's the name? The T-shirt went up in the air, so I had to call in. The sleeveless T-shirt went up, so I called in. Won't go call in today because I say it's a packed house. Ain't no need to call in. Now, Spike, boo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, boo.
Boo.
Yes, boo.
I'm riding with you until you get off the train. We riding together.
Okay.
How about that? We're going to ride because I feel how you feel. The team looks good. I'm looking at the young players. I'm thinking about the future. I ain't got no high expectations.
Okay.
Year.
All
Let's
right.
Get that out the way. I have bought into your philosophy, Boo.
Okay. All
and
right,
I'm
Boo.
Talking about,
you have an open heart. Goes. You're just here to have fun. Just here to have
I'm
a
here
good
to have
time.
Fun. You said we having fish tonight. We having fish. You like my wife. You making me chicken. I'm eating chicken. That's how we ride.
Okay.
That's how I'm riding.
All right.
Don't sit over there with them guys. Reese, I'm going to get to you, buddy. What's me? So you keep on back there cackling as long as you want to. Jack, I have vented to you twice. About Jalen. I have not flip-flopped. I vented to you one time last year about Jalen in the office.
Uh-oh.
And I vented this year. I vented. Because you know how you want to talk about somebody, but you got to call that one friend that's going to agree with everything you say?
And then talk about it on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I hit that guy. Jack. I knew if I call him, I'm going to just get, yep, uh-huh.
Safe space.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, safe space. Uh-huh. I see the same thing, Yosh. Yeah.
Leave her alone. What's the name? That's right. I ain't never like anyway. So I hit him up. Yes, I did. That's not flip-flopping. That's having a moment. But then what's sound like, I mean, I love this dude. You know what I'm saying? I had two moments. One last year, around about the same time, and this year, around about the same time. Both of them was right. Last year was after the bye week. This year was before two games before the bye week. So yes, not a flip flopper. And Ike Reese is over there cackling. How about you cackle on this? I still own you, bruh. Not in a bad way, but in a fantasy way. I still own you. So laugh at that. 163 something
yep.
to 95. And I went up in the ranks again. How about that? You ain't laughing now, are you?
Huh? Well, I am laughing.
Pull your shirt down. Pull your shirt down. Your shirt sliding up. I can see it on YouTube. Your shirt sliding up. Pull your shirt down. How about that? How about that?
Oh, my shirt sliding. You trying to say my stomach big or something?
Ooh, oh, man.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Personal.
Well, he always goes to the physical fitness part of things.
Right, right.
Yes.
We get it. You work out.
I sure damn do. What's the name? Hey, I just had to call in real quick and touch on that. Spike, we got a game tonight, boo.
We
don't
do,
listen
boo.
To them. Hey, we just want to see our boy McCain get out there tonight. Light
yeah,
it up a little
buddy.
Bit. He got take the rust off. We just having a good time. We at the party. We ain't bought nothing. We drinking off everybody else. We having a good time. That's how we rolling. I love y'all cats. I might stop by there tomorrow. Who knows? I might.
All right, Yosh.
I love y'all.
All right,
broski.
Yes, sir.
See, man. A little worried about the Sixers game tonight in that, so since we changed back to standard time, I'm getting tired a little bit earlier, right? Because, you know, 9
sure,
o'clock is actual 10 o'clock
yeah.
or whatever. It's an 8 o'clock start
oh.
with a podcast after, which means I'll be up till midnight tonight. which is, well, it's actually 1 a.m. and...
But how long is the buffer period, you know, after daylight savings time where you can still say it feels like 1 a.m.?
I need a week.
Week?
Yeah, you probably need a week.
I need a week. No, I need a week.
No, yeah, I still feel it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so does Walker. Well, he's up at six now.
Well,
you know?
Same thing with the dogs.
Yeah, the dogs ain't get up. Yeah.
They are.
That's why Bella was barking so early this morning.
There you go.
I'm watching my parents' dogs.
Yeah. Rebel and Scotchy get up at 6 a.m. for adulting. Breakfast, and they're getting up at 5. And they're like, we don't know what time it is. We just know in our bodies it is 6 a.m. right now.
Yep.
By the way, I forced my, we did the organic gummies thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, forcing my beliefs on others.
Yeah.
I did it also with my parents' dog. So I've got her. I was not approving of the food that my parents were feeding.
Oh, that's
her.
Fine. Yeah, get
and I went out and bought her all new food.
Well, but you know,
you can't switch the diet up.
You
she's
can't
fine.
Just switch.
She'll be all right.
Overnight.
She's a warrior.
No, she's
no.
All
right. Everything's fine.
No.
Everything's great.
You got to do it slow.
We don't do slow.
Look, dude, I appreciate you getting the dog better food, but you gotta change. You know, 25% of the food for 2 days, then 50% of the food for 2 days. Then that's how you have to do it.
She's pooping and eating.
Give her healthier treats though. All in for that.
Yeah,
you know, you're just changing the dog's diet.
Yeah, I don't care.
Boy, you could add a real problem.
Seriously, the dog is going back to her regular diet when you take the dog back.
Maybe not. Maybe I'll give.
Well,
them
your parents aren't going to start buying organic food.
They should. they should. As simple as that. Listen, I'm always watching out for people.
All right.
He is nuts.
Yeah, enforcing his beliefs on everybody. The guy loses 20 pounds a year ago. Now all of a sudden his parents' dog at what to eat. Ricky in Royersford, Royers Ford, you're on WIP. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, man?
What's up, Ricky?
What's up, Rick?
Sorry, sorry for giving you your L this week.
another
the
one.
Fantasy football league still exists.
Yoshi beat me.
Oh wait, did you beat me?
Yeah, I took care of you. I mean, look, I took care of you. I feel bad for you. Every player you got, you know what I'm saying? They're out for a year. You know,
nobody wants to hear my excuses, but
I feel bad for me.
You got to work those waiver wires. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you're a bad GM.
Now you shut up, Ricky. am I wrong in that this has been a tougher waiver wire year than previous?
And I think it's because, like, a lot of people are grabbing unnecessary players that they don't really need, and they're just stashing. If you look at it, like, you look at other teams throughout the league, you'll see it, and like they don't play them, so they're just sitting on the bench for no reason. But I mean, it's strategic, I guess. You know, it is what it is. But, hey, yo, Ike, I need Drake make it back. You know what I'm saying? Jaden Daniels is out for the year now.
Do you want Brock Purdy?
No.
He stinks.
No.
He doesn't.
You
want to
know why?
What?
You want to know why? I think it's a little funny, too. You and your little co-manager, too, after the draft, you know, you took a shot at me for drafting DK Metcalf, and then someone tried to trade you a wide receiver, I believe, or a quarterback or something like that for one of your receivers, and you laughed at him. And you did the same thing with Brock Purdy with me, DK. And that's why I sent you that chat with the laughing emojis.
Well, you know what? Go to hell. Because the only reason I'm trying to trade for DK Metcalf is because of all my injuries. I don't know what to do.
Maybe I would have felt bad for you if you even tried to take a shot for me literally before game one started. But no, that's on you.
All right, fair enough.
See, I traded Ricky Roma Duse.
Yeah, and Rome's been a dud since I got put up, I think, 2-0 weeks. The only reason why I beat Mike is because...
Did you see his dad? Yeah. His dad complaining on Twitter about it?
Never good.
No.
Bad idea?
No.
Never good.
Didn't receive... Odell's dad used to do that all the time, right?
Yep. It's always receivers. So
it's good.
Yep. That's all good. I can't trade players right now, Ricky, because you know what? I'm at the bottom of the standings, and I'm not just giving away players to help you build your team.
Oh no, I got the 50-year-old gunslinger. I'm good. You know, he'll drop another 50 points.
What you got, Joe Flacco? Who you got? Flacco
on the bench. Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, Jaden's out for the year now. You know, unnecessary. You know, having him in with 3 minutes left, down by 14-21 or whatever it was.
Well, you know what I could do.
I will say, send me a trade proposal because I got Sam Darnold on my bench.
"Nah, I'm cool. I'm not trying to help you out and make you a little push." You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
you know what I might do? At the end of the year, if there's somebody in the league that I decide I don't like and they're going up against somebody that I do like, maybe I'll trade them Josh Allen and Jaden Smith and Jigba, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens then. Maybe I'll just sell off. Maybe I'll tank.
Fine. I think. Look, isn't like the trade deadline in fantasy over too?
I don't know.
You can't do that anymore. Don't work like that. You're done.
I don't know. All right.
So much for back-to-back for you, right?
All right, get out of here. I drafted another team full of star wide receivers, and I'm getting screwed. Look, man.
Violin, I get it.
All right.
But my guess.
Yes.
My guess, my answer.
Yeah, next question. We're looking for something uniquely Philadelphia. What do you got?
I'm not going to go food, and I'm pretty sure everyone in Philly who grew up in Philly or anything along those lines has had someone say this word, and it means 3,000 different variations, and I'm going to say John. It's a Philly John. J-A-W-N.
Yeah.
John.
That's definitely unique to Philly.
Yeah.
It is unique to Philly.
But our delegation killed it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We murdered it. Thank you for the call, Ricky.
It's like ill. Remember ill back in the day?
Well,
ill?
Ill. Oh, yeah.
That was a tough look for the city.
Ill? Yeah. The ill shirts.
The ill shirts.
Oh, yeah.
That was synonymous with the 2007-11 Phillies.
Bad stuff. Yeah, the John thing is awful. It's just...
everything's John.
Just ruined it. We ruined it. Sorry.
We'd
like to apologize.
Hand up.
Yep. It's our fault. Not me, but, you know, the people I guess that we have to be responsible for right now. 215-592-9494. Unfortunately, Buzz is in next with the Fantasy Football League update.
We'll see if he can get out.
Get out where?
Of the conversation.
Oh, yeah. There's no chance.
Yeah.
Just watch when it ends. So just sit there staring at me. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Buzz's best performance as he was very far away from the mic, but we still got him.
He's learning.
Speaking of Buzz, Commissioner Buzz is here for the Fantasy Football League Report. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. Commissioner Buzz.
Happy to be here.
There you go.
Would like to say right off the bat, apologies for spreading some fake news in last week's segment.
Ooh.
Oh, what happened?
We are six teams in the playoffs. Last year was seven.
But I got blamed.
Yeah, well, last year you did make it seven. And I even if I wanted to switch it back to seven, I can't. It locked
maybe,
it in at six.
Maybe it was COVID rules.
It might have been. In the year 2024.
COVID rules.
So we're six teams in the playoffs. Let's just establish that once and for all. I triple checked on that. So we're going to start with Spike.
Nah.
Who was taking on number three, Ricky.
Yeah.
Spike got 30 from Josh Allen, 22 from JSN. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Everyone else in single digits. Kayshon Booty had zero before going out with injury. Ricky cruises to a 133-94 win.
It's a lost season, and I'm hoping that it is like last year's Sixer season. Hopefully we get a high draft pick next year.
Man.
And we can rebuild, but just the... I'm just saying
it's a tough one.
A lot of injuries this year. A lot of injuries. I don't know what to do.
Let's go to Jack.
Yeah.
It's coming off the worst week in league history.
Yep.
Jack taking on Bam, and I think Jack is officially banned for making Bam eye test jokes for at least 1 week.
Oh, really?
Because he lost 150 to 104.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Bam, smoked by Bam.
Bam got 44 from Caleb Williams, 24 from DJ Moore, 21 from Sam Laporta.
Who's setting his lineup?
The brother is. Jack's team seems to be running out of gas officially.
The little engine that could.
Yeah, nothing now left. Now it's the little engine they couldn't.
Yeah, it can't.
Yep.
Can't. Yep. Team stinks.
No, man. The team is all right. Listen, I'm looking at your... Yeah, you didn't get any... Well, Justice Hill? What is he doing on your team?
I accidentally forgot he was still in my starting lineup. So
come on, man.
I didn't realize about Thursday night. Forgot.
Well, you didn't have much else. You had Charbonnet, but...
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
No, it would not have mattered.
Let's get to Ike. Who's taking on Yoshi.
Yes.
Got 21 from Drake May.
Man, Drake, what a great trade I made.
19 from Ashton Jeanty.
Mm, how about that? Is that the first game Ashton Jeanty actually showed up?
I was going to say.
It's about time.
Yeah, this might be the first game he showed up in.
It is about time. Yeah. But Yoshi got 32 from Justin Herbert.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
22 from Puka Nacua.
Yeah,
38 from Drake London.
That was bull.
Yeah.
That was bull right
that
there.
That guy's not a 38.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Three touchdowns to Drake London?
A 163-95 win for Yoshi.
And hold on, and
95.
He even got 17 from Parker Washington. Really?
Who's that?
But
the
still,
for the Jags.
But you had 95. I mean, that doesn't really matter when you're putting up 95.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, I put up 94. I'm right there with you.
And I had Sam Darnold on the bench. He scored 36. Ooh.
And Drake May. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, well, I could have had Josh Downs in. That wouldn't have really helped. I don't think anything would have helped me beat Yoshi.
You lost by 68. Yeah. I don't think it would have made a big difference.
Yeah, I'm trying to find 68 points on my bench.
Yeah.
Takeaways from the week. I believe this is the first time ever that all three of you lost in the same week.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Is that the first time we all lost?
I believe so.
Because last year, we were all great.
You're all
right?
Really good.
Yeah, we were good teams last year.
I was the best team in the league.
No, my team was the best team in the league.
Spike had the most points, but the worst record, and Ike had a good team.
We all made the playoffs.
Most points and won the championship. That is definitely
the
best team in the league. No, 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 yeah, no.
Well, as of right now.
The most points and won the title?
Yeah, there's no smoke and mirrors there.
As of right now, all three of you are outside the playoffs, just for what it's worth.
Shut up, Buzz.
I don't think that's ever happened that all three of us missed the playoffs.
Still got 5 weeks to go.
Well, I can tell you what. You better hope one of us makes the playoffs if you want these updates through
these
playoffs.
Segments.
Yeah. Buzz, what are you going to do about this?
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
You want me to rig the league for one of you guys?
No, do your job. That's what I want you to do. There's no way.
It's like when the big markets are all failing and the
Goodell,
league fails.
Goodell would do something about
this.
Yeah,
of course.
Definitely.
Marcus won what was the closest matchup in league history back in week 5 when he won by 0.46. Mm-hmm. This week he played Tony, won by 0.24.
Wow.
So Marcus continues his unbelievable
hanging
run
on
here.
By the skin of his teeth.
Here comes McBride.
I believe it is.
Hold on. Did you ever get a hold of George in North Philly?
No. He's still off the face of the earth. I tried calling him last week.
Yeah.
Phone's disconnected.
He's out.
Wow.
Oh, hopefully. Not out. Yeah.
Couldn't find that. I reverse searched him with his email, phone number. Couldn't find anything.
Wow.
So,
should we go to his house?
I did find his address if we want to go.
Yeah, let's go.
Fritz, you have the fewest amount of points in the league.
Yeah, I know. 7th place, by the way.
Yep. Just looked at it. Like, man.
I told you, team stinks. We're a defense-first-led team.
And speaking of George, falling off the face of the earth finally caught up with him. He lost 136-59 to RC.
I'm not sure we still should be making George jokes.
Yeah, we got to make sure that George is still with us.
If you know George in North Philly.
Maybe he's in jail?
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
The phone's disconnected.
Anyway, the call has been put out, but we're not getting any answers at the moment.
All right.
In the rankings, Yoshi, he remains at number 5 with his win over Ike.
Wow.
RC won, as I just mentioned, 136-59 over George. He remains at 4. Ricky, he stays at 3 with the win over Spike. Dustin won 132-105 over Derek. He stays at 2. And also staying at 1, Marcus won 136-135.64 over Tony. Another first, no movement in the rankings at all. All the top five won.
Wow.
Strong.
You know, lazy by you.
I'm thinking.
Lazy by me. The teams keep winning.
Nah. I'm thinking.
Find some kind of entry.
I'm thinking looking at Buzz. I wonder if I should do every week like the Eagles Insider Power Rankings, the part-time producer power rankings.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like that a lot.
Yeah.
But that also requires extra work. Like listening to the station in off hours.
No. I'm just going to do based on my experiences.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that, Buzz?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Accountability sounds great.
Yep. We had Deep Voice Luke in here admitting that he got scared.
Yeah.
You know, producing the show.
DVL.
Yep, DVL.
Who else is on the show?
Well, Fran occasionally.
Fran, yeah.
What happened to Rojas?
No, I mean, he never produces the show anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see
him. We ran him away.
Yeah.
Well, he's still doing his podcast, maybe. Maybe he hates producing the show. Does he hate producing the show?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're certainly not the most warm and fuzzy with Fran.
Nah. But once you get in, he's too busy pissing me off at the Chickies once a week.
Yeah, right? Or at the Chesapeake Inn.
Yes, that one too.
We're off the air, Fran. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Great job, Buzz.
Thank you.
This segment was sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM Insurance to learn. NJMinsurance.com
and
to learn more.
Buzz got out, by the way.
He did.
Yeah. He got the hint.
Yeah. There he goes.
There he is.
There he goes. There goes Buzz. It's killing him to leave. It's murdering him.
He wants to stare at you so bad.
Yeah. 8 minutes right here in the WIP afternoon show. Not enough for him. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike Ike, Spritzy. How are you, boys?
What's up, Dustin?
What up, Dustin?
Oh, man. On the outside looking in, fellas. I hate to do it to you, man. But I'm going to let Buzz go today. He gave me a shout-out at the end. He's got to show the future champ a little bit more respect when he gives his updates weekly. You know what I mean?
I agree.
He's the reason I'm not undefeated, because he's got a bogus scoring system, but that's a conversation.
Oh, now it's a bogus scoring system. What's the bogus scoring system?
Jack, the bogus scoring system is not favoring you at all, because I think you have more times in double figures than triple figures all season.
Dude,
that's probably true.
Oh, it's definitely true.
Smoking mirrors.
Oh, man.
Smoking
mirrors. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I got a serious question. This isn't sports related. It comes down to my winnings when I win this league.
There's no winnings.
Yesterday, there better be something, Spritz. I'm keeping you in charge of that. But yesterday's winning, you guys gave out a Hess truck.
Yeah.
What is Lakeman doing back there? He's giving the morning show AC/DC tickets. He's giving you guys a truck,
dude,
that we can get from.
Nah. You are not disrespecting the Hess toy truck. People love the Hess toy truck. And by the way, this week it's the 2025 stock car racers. You will not AC/DC. God bless them. They're 100 years old. I'd rather have a Hess truck.
Spike, I understand.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing.
Not done.
Here's the other thing, Dustin. Morning show needs it.
You're absolutely right. Dude.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? They only have 17 different people on the show.
All the gifts, all the prizes.
What's next? Winners and Weasels on Friday?
Yeah.
Spritzy in the background, dude. It's clear. That's why you guys are the best show. There's two shows on this radio that's the two greatest shows of all time, and you guys are right there, dude.
Thank you. There. Who's the other one?
It's got to be you and John Johnson, dude. Overnight.
Hold on. This is taking a turn.
Spritz, I talked to you about it before. Spike, before you hate on it, dude, I worked overnight, and I had to deal with it for 4 hours. And it made the night go. It's just like listening to you guys. And he midday snack of the day would be classic, dude. If you could get him on the air, get some of his reactions.
Lots of nuts in here.
I have no problems with John Johnson at all. And I think it's impressive as a solo host to do overnights every single night.
Are you kidding me?
That's a tough guy. Dude, I'd be doing the different snack every segment getting through that show. That's rough.
He puts on a great show, dude. He puts on a great show.
All love for John Johnson.
You Spritzy, you couldn't handle being his producer, dude. These guys let you off with some of the stupid stuff you say. You get called out on the overnight for some of the stuff.
Well, I'm a part of his crap on your coworker segment every week.
You went in yesterday. You were keeping me queued up. I waited on hold. The future champ.
Oh, you are. You what a complainer.
Oh, there
you
we
call
go.
It 5:30.
There we go.
That's what it's about.
Wow. On hold. Oh,
this guy.
Real quick, before you move on to the next guy, I got a unique for you, dude. We got the greatest farmer's market of all time in Reading Terminal Market.
Ah.
It is a good one.
It's a great one. Yes.
I have to say, though, Dustin, farmer's market, not unique to Philadelphia at all.
What do you mean it's not unique to Philadelphia?
There's farmer. I got a farmer's market in my town. I live 20 miles away from Philadelphia.
These injuries in fantasy are really getting to you, dude. They change it, man.
Look, dude, Dustin, he's complaining about Ricky Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall is 4 catches, 100 yards, and touchdown every week. Look
Fritz,
at the stats.
You can't talk over there. You can't
Shut up. I can talk as much as I want.
Yes,
for
I'm
the
here.
Record, Ike, for the record,
yes.
You sat in the corner during the draft with your paper from 1998. I tried telling you about the app. I tried helping you out, and you wanted to keep it the way you kept it.
That's
dude.
Right.
You know what I mean, dude? I was trying to help you out a little
Listen,
bit,
I can't help it if Jalen didn't throw AJ the ball for 4 straight weeks.
No, you can't.
You gotta love fantasy football. You gotta love it, though.
Yep. Is that why you traded for Drake May? You thought maybe there was going to be a connection midseason?
I didn't even think about that.
All right, Dustin, get out of here.
You know what's unique to Philly?
You know what's unique to Philly? The farmer's market.
Well, hold on. Reading Terminal is.
Reading Terminal Market is great.
It's great.
But, like.
Is that unique to Philly, the Reading Terminal Market?
Well, that specific one.
Yes.
But
of course. I'm just saying, like, something like that. You
there's Eataly in New York. That like, there's...
What a corny name.
I'm just telling you.
Eataly?
I'm telling you. I love Reading Terminal Market. It is not the winning answer for what is unique to Philadelphia.
Yeah. That is Seattle's where the fish thing is, right? That's kind of like the fish Reading Terminal.
No.
Not really?
No.
All right. Good call by me.
That is the fish thing is in Seattle.
Well, overrated, by the way.
The one thing that the Reading Terminal has that a lot of the markets... Like farmers markets outside don't have all the restaurants.
Yes,
that,
yes.
That Reading Terminal yes. has inside there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, like
even in Cincinnati, they have a Finley Street Market, but it doesn't have the restaurants that go along with
now,
it.
Now, what if you said the Italian Market?
Italian Market would have been a much better answer, I think, than Reading Terminal Market.
Huh?
Reading Terminal Market's cool. I'm just saying, if you're looking for the winning answer of what's unique to Philadelphia, a building with a bunch of restaurants in it.
I actually had a friend of mine get married in a Reading Terminal.
Really?
That's pretty Philly.
Now that's Philly.
Yeah.
Really? Married at Reading Terminal Market?
I mean, you have to like rent it out, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
No. They just did it while everyone else was there.
Hey, why don't you shut up in there? It just feels like that's something that would cost a lot of money to shut down the entire freaking market, okay? I don't know. Maybe they were in the corner. I don't know.
Well, it's not open at night. So
yeah, this is not open at night. That's why.
Yeah, so they don't have to close it down.
Glad we cleared it up.
Dude, it should have done.
I'm sure there's people wondering the same thing.
No, Jack. Yeah, they just have people eating roast pork.
Everybody's walking around the market as the wedding's going on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Can you sit right there? I got to take a picture.
All right.
I will say it was shut down. It was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It was shut down.
Shocker. Who would have guessed?
Not my point.
Oh, Nick in media seems to know something about Ted Williams' frozen head. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Sorry, I'm in an elevator right now.
It's okay.
I'll be out in a second. I wanted to talk to you guys about that Ted Williams story very quickly. So the story that I know, and this is what I've seen online as well. I lived in Boston for 5 years. It was confirmed through a friend. But apparently Ted Williams' wishes were that he wanted to be cremated. His son, who had leukemia, also passed away 2 years after him. His son wanted to be frozen with his father. So after Ted Williams had passed, they had him cryogenically frozen, just the head, and then the son is also frozen with him. They're in like some facility in Arizona. And so the story goes, now this part I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently at one point someone went in, did an inspection, and Ted Williams' head was sitting on a can of tuna in the freezer. I don't know if it's true or not. That's just what I heard.
So could you ask me from what you remember, what was the point of the freezing rather than burial? Is it so one day like they could bring it back? Like what is the point of freezing the head?
Yeah, I think someday he wanted to, I think he said like he wanted to be brought back and play catch with his dad again. Something like that. Hmm. Like he wanted to be cured once leukemia was cured, all that stuff. But the story goes that Ted Williams, that he never said anything about it, and it's a shame because they've associated his legacy with that now.
Oh, his son did it. It wasn't him.
He had no desire. He wanted to be cremated, so the story goes.
Wow. All
right. Yeah.
Thank you for the info there.
Thanks for clearing that
up.
I'm
thinking about whether or not I should do that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think Renee really wants my head frozen.
No?
She maybe.
She can keep it in the freezer.
Well, the kids certainly aren't going to want to hold on to it.
No?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
What idea of just having your head just there?
It just seems expensive. And then what if the facility your head's at changes? What do they do with the head?
What are we going to actually do with the head eventually? Yeah. What are we doing with this?
And do I want to be reanimated? Like at some point, you know, it's year 2347.
Well, plus,
it's the old version of you.
Yeah.
It's not the current version.
No, I'm saying I want to do it now. I want to get my head cut off now and freeze it. That way when they bring me back.
Yeah.
You could be doing this exact
job. The Headless Horseman.
Yes. Yes. That's an idea. Yes. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What's the most unique thing about Philly? Jack, the Big Five, Ike. How we hold the players and coaches accountable. Spike, just how damn popular I am.
No.
Alex in Lancaster.
That was not.
It was kind of.
It was about the TV anchors. It was about the TV anchors.
Would never make it about the sports radio.
It was not. It was about the TV anchors.
Yes.
What's next?
Has anyone else noticed the turn that Ike's openings have taken? They used to be stuff like, Jackie Baseball, listen, keep your chin up. Holla at your boy. And now it's stuff like, Jackie Baseball, listen, you smell, shut your mouth. Holla at your boy. Mark and Motko.
Which is why I was in top five today.
Yeah,
there's been a turn.
Yeah,
people are talking.
It's not been a turn, man.
Sneaky little Jack. I always imagine Jack in like the what's the cartoon where they have the Calvin and Hobbes like peeing on the Dallas Star. Like you see it. That's Jack to me.
All day.
Yeah. Well, no, you're the like the Calvin.
I see that.
Yeah. Like look.
Oh, here we go. Jeez. You had a pretty good week, too. And all
end of the show. All right. You know what it is?
It's pistachios.
It's the pistachios. Yeah. I can't do the pistachios during the show.
Yeah, you do them during the show.
I know, but I did it right at the end. I won't do it anymore. I was so hungry.
Oh, what's it's all next? Good.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought we were best friends. Rebel in South Jersey.
Why? What did you do to Rebel?
Well, because I don't want to clone him when he dies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
he feels betrayed.
The cloning is not bringing him back to life.
It's not.
If I could bring Rebel back to life, I would bring Rebel back to life.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Different dog.
You get a pet cemetery situation in there. Then it'll end up hunting me down, killing me. Yeah, I don't want any of that. What's next?
Let's be clear about one thing, Elliot. Absolutely no one was talking about the stupid buttons on your stupid peacoat. The Delaware Valley.
That was his way of wanting us to talk about his coat.
Yeah. Oh, I had the top button.
Top button.
People were messaging me about that. About your top button on your jacket being buttoned. Really? Who's messaging you about that? Give me your phone. I want to see who did that. Expose that person. What's next?
We have a new number one on our list of most ridiculous things to ever have been said on the afternoon show. Bumping Jared McCain will be a top 15 player down to number two is our new number one. You play spades, right, Spike? Tim in Newark.
Yeah. People misinterpreted the fact that I know about rap music to the fact that I was playing spades.
I took it all the way through. Let's just see just how far we can go with this.
Yeah, spades, nope. Did not play spades. What's next?
You like that one, Bob? Bob? Howie's comedy set bombing in real time.
More Bob references today than I'm used to.
Yeah, there was a lot.
There's a lot of looking over to the... Is that right, Bob?
So we have to give away our next question prize, which is the Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers. The 2025 Stock Car Racers are loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, courtesy of Hess and available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com. Shut up, Dustin. This is an awesome prize. The question today was, what is uniquely Philadelphia? Jack, what are the best ones?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we could have done better, some answers today. You know? We got Scrapple, which I'm a fan of. You guys are not, obviously.
Yeah.
Hoagie. Yeah. Pretty big answer. Who doesn't think of Philadelphia when you think of Episcopal versus Haverford?
Look, man, I did not endorse that answer.
That was terrible.
That was rough.
The Mummers Parade.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yep. Yeah. John.
Oh, ugh. We can't give it to John.
Reading Terminal, Mark.
No, that is a loser answer. I would say Mummers.
Yeah, Mummers for it to be something that's unique to
Uniquely Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the winner. Who is that?
That was Bill in Newcastle, which we give credit to because he was on right before Howie.
Oh, and he
hung on for the entire press conference.
Yeah.
Just to give that answer.
Yes. So we will have another Hess Truck Stock Car Racer tomorrow. Now, normally on Tuesdays, we get Fritz at 6. Are we getting Fritz at 6?
Yes.
Are you working two nights in a row?
And I went to 7:30 last night, and I'm going to go to 7:30 on Thursday. Yeah, wow. It's just a grinder.
And you were all Friday.
I worked Friday.
No, you didn't.
Well, paycheck says I worked.
You didn't do it. Oh. You didn't get that paycheck yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
What did you do, go in a doctorate?
I'm just saying I might have talked to the payroll.
Yeah.
Corporate payroll. Wow. I still got poll. I still got email addresses.
Everyone's afraid of Spike.
What are you doing? What are you doing in the in Fritz at 6 tonight?
Are you happy the Eagles didn't trade AJ Brown?
That's a good one.
He's
going to say no.
I don't know, Jim. If there's one thing that could derail the season, it's AJ Brown.
It's a good point.
Thank you.
And then TK is after you. TK, I imagine, will have a rip-roaring show. Fritz at 6 is next. We hope to see you tomorrow at Birds at the Bayou, Chickies and Pete's. Remember the morning show, the midday show, the afternoon show, and then ESPN from 6 to 8 will be there. It all benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation, so we hope to see you at some point tomorrow. Thank you for listening, or just listen. That's fine, too. Thanks for listening, and remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.